Will copywriting work for me? Is this copywriting thing going to work out for me in particular? Not people in general, not like you, Roy, not whatever, but is it going to work for me? That's the gist of the question that I got from a subscriber that I will be answering in today's Mailbox Monday episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So, got this question. Roy, my biggest challenge is in believing any of these practices will actually work for me in terms of making me money. It's like I have a mental block, a big gray brick in my path that prevents me from thinking it will really work. I'm a pretty good writer. I know that from all sorts of sources. I just find it so difficult to get over the hump of believing anything will work for me. So I don't implement. It's really sad. LOL. If I was my own best friend, I would tell me to get over my pathetic pity party and get TF on with writing. I won't give up until I slay this freaking dragon. Thanks for asking, Roy. Needless to say, I didn't edit this, Michelle. This is the basic question. Hey, is this going to work out for me? And honestly, this is so common of an objection with anything new, with any product, with any service, with any like new adventure that we're going to go on, that it's like part of my repertoire of the objections that I want to make sure that I handle with any kind of copywriting. And so it's really interesting to see it come up as a question in my inbox from a subscriber saying, hey, is this going to work for me? Like me in caps, right? Is it going to work for me in terms of making me money? And so like reflecting on it in the context of a sales message, one of the biggest things that I would say is you don't know until you try. You don't know until you actually do that experiment, until you attempt it. And you have to prove it to yourself. Like, I can't tell you. I don't know if it's going to work for you. But I can tell you that you can prove it to yourself. You can try things. You can try and figure things out. You can attempt to make it work. You can put in your best effort. And if you do that, and you do that following the proven models of other people who've been there, done that, come before you, who've gone through the entire process, then there is a much higher probability that it is going to work for you. And the reality is in life, like, we don't know if anything is going to work for us. We don't know if anything is going to make us happy. We don't know if anything is going to get us the result we want. We don't know, like, even, you know, you could start a new job that seems perfect in some completely, and not even talking about copywriting. You could start a new job that seems perfect and you turn around and 3 months later, you're absolutely miserable because of some unforeseen factor in that. You could try something that seems like a surefire way to make money, but turns out that it wasn't everything that it seemed cracked up to be. Or you could try something that seems like, man, maybe it would work, and it works way better than you ever expected. And the only way that you ever figure that out is to try it, to do the experiment. And I really like the seeds of the answer to this question are in the question itself. If I was my own best friend, I would tell me to get over my pathetic pity party and get TF on with writing. Yeah, so if you were your own best friend, if you were your own coach, if you were your own, you know, cheerleading section, if you were your own biggest group of supporters, what would you do? You would say, hey, you know, Roy, you can do this. Roy, you can figure this out. It looks like other people have figured it out. Frankly, I remember back way back in the day when I discovered copywriting, I was having to tell myself this. I was having to say, you know, other people do have jobs in marketing. Other people create marketing. Like, all this marketing is out there being created. And these companies seem to be doing okay. They seem to be making money. And I look around and I say, okay, so something's going on here. And can you figure out what's going on? Can you figure out what's doing it? And can you try? Can you try this thing? Can you try that thing? Can you try the other thing? And figure out what works for you, right? And again, it's this experimentation that you have to be willing to do and willing to figure out, like, is this going to work? Is this not going to work, et cetera? And so much of that comes from just getting yourself to have just trying on that hat of courage, like not even like internalized courage, but hey, can I put on my courage hat and just try one thing? Can I put on my courage hat and just try and like, just try and do something that scares me, that might fail, and, you know, just figure out what happens. And when you do that, you're going to figure out some things work, some things don't. Some things work better for you than they work for other people. Some things work not as well for you versus how they work for other people. And you do that and you try things and you get TF on with writing, right? You get on with it. And you are discovering not will it work for you, but how will it work for you? Because that answer is probably a little bit different than how it works for me or how it works for anybody else. So if you just add that, you know, how will it work for me? How will it work for me? How will this work for me? And you might find it works terribly for you, or you might find that it works for you in different ways than other people. Or you might find that some of the best advice that you get from, for example, my Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid is exactly what you needed. And so, like, this how will it work for me is maybe the best answer that I can give you, is ask yourself that question and try things. And remember that, you know, life, people say life is short all the time, but also life is long. And there's lots of opportunities to learn. There's lots of opportunities for success. There's lots of opportunities for growth. You know, where you're at right now does not have to dictate where you're going to be in 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, 6 years, 10 years. I'm now in my 16th year, I think, in marketing. And, you know, where I'm at in some respects is very much where I expected to be. And in some respects, it's very different from where I expected to be. And so the question is, how will this work for you? How will copywriting, marketing work for you? And if you play that long game, you know, you'll discover your own journey. You'll discover your own path. And it may surprise you in some rather, well, it could surprise you in some negative ways, and it can surprise you in some positive ways. But it's not going to happen unless you take that path, unless you say, okay, if I take this step, how will it work for me? And if I take this step, how will it work for me? And how will this next one work for me? And, you know, I'll just remind you that there are lots of proven models out there. My BTMS Insiders training library is full of copywriting and marketing training that is proven models for how to make it work. From my perspective, and that other people find immensely valuable as well as the Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid at copywritersguide.com, you get a free copy of that book, and you just pay shipping and handling. And it contains all sorts of information on how to make a great living and work with great clients as a copywriter. And so those links are in the description with this episode. Let me know in the comments below how valuable you found this reminder. You know, how will it work for you? How will it work for you? And how valuable you found that question, this line of thinking. And also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Plus, if you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, you'll be able to submit it through there, as well as check out the link in the description for that. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in your next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.